The White House is now claiming some progress in its effort to revive peace negotiations on the core problems of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. U.S. officials say PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat has accepted, with reservations, President Clinton's ideas for resolving the conflict. The conditional yes comes after the two leaders conferred for 3 hours at the White House late yesterday. Israel will send a delegation to Washington tomorrow to learn more about Arafat's response. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak has already given his conditional approval to Mr. Clinton's proposals as a basis for negotiation. Now Chairman Arafat has given his qualified approval. What that means, says White House spokesman Jake Seward, is that both sides have now accepted the president's ideas with some reservations.
In the coming days, we'll discuss the reservations that both sides have expressed, their interpretations of the president's ideas with each side separately. We'll work to see whether we can reconcile these interpretations in a way that allows us to move forward.
Seward would not predict success or even a renewal of peace negotiations before President Clinton leaves office. "I don't know that we'll get there," he said. "There is an awful lot of work to do, and all we can do is give it our best efforts." The reservations expressed by Arafat are major ones, having to do with final borders, sovereignty over East Jerusalem, and the return of Palestinian refugees to their family homes inside Israel. Edward Abington is a political consultant to the Palestinian Authority, who is based in Washington. He predicts problems in negotiations on the refugee issue.
The Palestinians believe that refugees should in principle have the right to return to homes that they left in 1948. And I think it'll be difficult to try to find an acceptable formula that both sides can agree to on that issue.
Israeli officials have reacted cautiously to Arafat's conditional acceptance of President Clinton's proposals. Said one, Arafat himself hasn't yet spoken on the matter. The Israeli official said the delegation coming to Washington tomorrow will want to find out whether Arafat's qualified yes is really a diplomatic way of saying no to the U.S. proposals. But if the Palestinians are serious, the official said, then Israel will want to move on the negotiations. In addition to U.S. peace proposals, the president and Chairman Arafat also discussed the need to quell ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence in their discussion yesterday. White House spokesman Seward underscored the importance of this issue.
"We will, in particular, not reach an agreement, let alone engage in any serious negotiations, without a change in the climate and a reduction in the violence."
The Israeli official suggested this will be a test of Arafat's sincerity about resuming negotiations. The official said his government will be looking for very tangible steps by Palestinian authorities to reduce violence and restore cooperation with Israeli authorities. Arafat consultant Edward Abington says the Palestinians are ready to resume that cooperation. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.